So God help us today. I don't know about you. Maybe you ain't had no problems. Maybe you ain't got mad over some of the things that's going on. But I can't help it, I have. When our nation begins to fight among itself, when people begin to stand up and make this thing even worse, that bothers me. The Bible talks about God hates a man that causes division among the brethren. That's God hate. No, listen to me. It says it hates a man that caused division among the brethren. Because God gets angry, but he sins not. Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now I'm going to turn over here to Matthew chapter 5. I used this scripture here a while back in danger of hellfire. But it says in Matthew 5:22, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother, and I believe this is talking about all mankind. It ain't all right just to be mad at somebody that ain't your brother. Listen to me. It's talking about all mankind. Listen to me. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Now listen, I'm not going to go any further in reading that, but listen to me. It said without cause. So there means there is a time, there's a cause to be angry at your brother, at men. If you can be angry without a cause, and we're going to show you with God's help a couple examples where men got angry at their brother without cause. And I want you to realize that is wrong, and we should never do that. Sometimes we get angry over stuff people do. Some people say, I ain't saying it's okay to get angry over somebody recording you when you didn't know your mic is on and you're singing and they play it back to you. You shouldn't get angry over things like that. But listen, listen to me. There comes a time when you have a right and just and righteous way to get angry. And there's times you shouldn't do it. From the beginning, there was two brothers. One was named Cain and one was named Abel. They come and offered a sacrifice to the Lord. Abel was a keeper of the flock. I believe he offered a lamb or a young sheep. I believe that's always going to be a picture of that. And God was satisfied with his offering. But Cain come and offered that what he worked in the field, what he had worked with his own hands and offered it to God. And that's a picture that shows us no matter how hard you work, you can't save yourself. There has to be a sacrifice there. But listen to me. Cain got upset at his brother, and his brother had done nothing wrong. His brother had done nothing outside the will of God. Matter of fact, he got mad because his brother was following God. I want you to listen to me. That is being angry at your brother without a cause. And he got so mad that he killed his brother. Listen to me a minute. Sometimes when people are getting a little more attention than we think they ought to get, some preachers do a little better than we think he ought to be doing. People are liking him a little more than they are us. If we ain't careful, we'll get jealous and we'll get angry and we'll take that anger that is wrong against your brother and use it in a way that it don't give God honor and glory. And honey, it's wrong. And you'll answer for that. Listen to me. We all answer for the things we do wrong in this flesh. But listen. He went and killed his brother. I want you to know that's angry without a cause. And we should never have that kind of anger. I want you to know the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Even when we're angry, we need to do it out of love. I've heard people say, I never whooped my child while I was angry. Now, my daddy whooped me a few times when he was angry. I could guarantee it. I could see it in him. He was shaking when he come to me with that bell. He was upset. He come pulled in up there at the store one time at Rocky Mound. I'd been over to Lost Climbers across the road. Brother Tommy stepped down. He had an old double barrel shotgun with rabbit ears on it. I love that old gun. Never let kids play with guns. Never. I don't care what your excuse is. Don't let a child play with a gun. I went in and Lost was talking to Jeannie, Tommy's mother. They was courting. I went in. I said, Lost, can I look at that old barrel shotgun? He said, go ahead, look at it. He was courting. He wasn't paying no attention to me. I went in there and got the old gun down. I drawed him two old rabbit ears back. I had her like this right here. All of a sudden, one of the hammers slipped out of my hand. Boom! Right through the bed. Fell back. Boom! Right through a door, a closet door, and a whole set of luggage. On the other side, double alt butt shot. Lois come in there and he said, son, don't be shooting firecrackers in the house. I said, I was crying. I said, Lois, them wasn't firecrackers. He said, oh, no. He said, I forgot I'd load that gun. Somebody called me up and threatened me, and I loaded my gun up. I said, my daddy is going to kill me. I was probably about 8 or 9 years old. And he said, don't worry about it, son. We're not going to tell you, daddy. The next day, I was up there at the store with one of my friends. Daddy drove up in a far, and his cigarette was probably 2 or 3 inches long, where he was drawing on that thing so hard. And I knew Daddy knew. He come walking through that door, and he grabbed me by the shoulder, and right outside we went, and he went in front of everybody. He was mad. He was just mad because what I'd done. He was mad because I could have shot myself. My cousin was with me. I could have shot him. I could have shot Lois. I want you to know, sometimes in love there's anger. So when somebody says, I've never whooped my child in anger, I want you to know more likely you have. Yeah, that's right. But you can show love and compassion even when you're angry. Amen. That's what Jesus was doing when he turned. That was one time he was healing one and he looked around and nobody believed. And he got angry about it. The Bible says he was angry. He was angry at the lack of their faith. Listen to me. He loved them and he wanted them to believe in him. Daddy wanted me to get it. I've never picked a gun up since then that I check it and make sure it's unloaded. I learned a lesson that day. It was a life lesson. What I learned as a boy, and it's never changed. Listen to me. Sometimes in anger we can help people. But it has to be the right kind of anger. It has to be the righteous kind of anger. I want you to know, we ain't going to always keep that. And I'm going to warn you right now. I'm not telling you it's okay to get mad and do stuff. Right, no. I'm telling you, you better watch it. Man, you're right. But I want to tell you, when everything just becomes sin, when everybody says it's okay for gays to get married, it's okay to get mad about that. Man, I want you to know I don't believe in it. Man. And I'm upset about it. What everybody says. I heard them say the other day, they was talking about the governor. I believe it was Michigan, and I don't mean to get in politics or bring no name up. But they was talking about some of the things she was doing that was wrong. And listen to me. They said her poll numbers were still good. I don't care if the whole nation of Israel was wrong and only one man stood up for what was right. No matter what the polls say. The people are wrong. Amen. When they don't follow God, they're wrong. When you don't follow God, you're wrong. And if a man stands up and even shows a little anger in it, if he's following God in it and let them know where they're wrong, He's doing it out of love. He's saying it not. Right now, we're more worried about poles than we're worried about what's right and wrong. There was a time in the judges when the people just done what they thought was right in their own eyes. There's a time the Bible said that they would call good evil and evil good. If we're not living in that time now, I don't know what it's going to be. Listen to me. There was a man named Moses. And I was going to tell you about Joseph, how his brothers got mad at him because his father loved him more. Made him a coat of many colors, and they was out, they got mad, they got angry, it said, and they was out to kill him. That's without cause. There was a man named Moses. God called Moses to carry his word. Moses said he couldn't do it because he couldn't talk well. His tongue would get twisted. I believe just about every one of us that God calls, we think we can't do it. But he had a nephew named Aaron, and God used Aaron to help Moses. God called Moses to go up on a mountain for him to write the law. God to write the law, not Moses. We call the first five books of the book Moses' law. It ain't Moses' law. It's God's law. And we don't ever need to forget that. I hear people say Moses helped the rod up and separated the Red Sea. Moses didn't separate no Red Sea. God separated the Red Sea. If any preaching be done here today, Jeff won't do it, but God will do it. I still can't play drums. Y'all could blow your horn out there every once in a while. And the Lord repented. Let's drop down to the 15th verse. It says that Moses turned and went down from the mount with the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. And the tables were written on both sides. On the one side and on the other were written. This is coming out of the 32nd chapter of Exodus, starting the 15th verse. And the tables were the work of God, not Moses. And the writing was written of God, not Moses, and graven upon the table. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people, they shouted and said unto Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." And he said, "It is not the voice of them that shout for a mastery, or neither is it the ones of the voice of them that cry being overcome, but the noise of them that are singing do I hear." They were singing and partying it up. And it came to pass, as soon as they came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses was angry and waxed hot, and he cast and brake them beneath the mount, and he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and ground it into powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And you go on to read, there was other things happen. It come to a point, he asked who will be on the Lord's side, and the only ones was the ones of Levi. And I want you to know, they went in there and just destroyed some of them. And listen to me, they also told Moses to take the tabernacle and set it outside the city. I find nowhere once where he rebuked Moses for being angry, but he whooped and brought a plague upon the children of Israel for what they had done. And Moses was angry. He was a righteous angry. He had a right to be mad. I want you to know, if I'd been there and I'd come off of there after going up there 40 days and 40 nights praying and studying with the Lord, and the Lord writing the word of God, doing all I could and told them not to be doing these things for a while, and come back 40 days later and they was partying up, worshiping a gold cow, I'd been mad too. And if you had anything about you, you would have been too. I want you to know he broke them. He broke the tablets. He was angry. I want you to know what he also done. He loved them. And he went and talked to the Lord about them. And the Lord said, I'll not go with you. I'll send an angel with you. But I'll not go with a stiff-necked bunch of people. But I want you to know what God, how God, how Moses called on him and pleaded with him. And he went with him. He said, if you will not go, don't send us. I won't go without you. It's what Moses said. Listen to me. He loved them enough. To show them they was wrong. You say, well, he went about the wrong way. Listen to me. I don't find in the Word of God what he did. I don't find in the Word of God. You can say Jesus could have handled that temple different. Yes, he might have could, but he didn't do it, did he? He showed it. He showed. Not only, he wasn't only angry, he let it be known that he was angry. You know why he done it? Because he loved them. That's the difference. Cain was angry because he was jealous of his brother. Joseph's brothers was angry because they was jealous of their brother. They was angry without cause. I want you to know you can get angry. I can get angry about somebody recording me singing when I can't sing. But that wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right. Sometimes we get angry and it just ain't right. Sometimes we show ourselves, and it just ain't right. This same man, Moses, that didn't get in trouble for breaking the law there when he come off the mountain, got in trouble later on. They was traveling through. This is the first time this happened was before he even went up and broke the law. They was in the 17th chapter, you'll find where they come and they started murmuring about, oh, we're going to thirst to death. We had water to drink when we was back under bondage. Now we're going to thirst to death. Moses went to the Lord and asked the Lord about it. He said, you take the elders to go before me. He said, you get there to Mount Gorb. And he said, oh, there'll be a rock there. And you spike that rock. And he said, it'll bring forth water and the children will have water. So he done that just like what God told him. Even though they was murmuring and complaining, he could have fussed at them again. He didn't. It wasn't right. He went and he smoked the rock. And guess what? Here come water from it. And the people drank. Moses in the 17th chapter and 4th verse, it said, and Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto these people? They be almost ready to stone me. They was angry. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take thee the elders of Israel and the rock with thee and the smotest the river, that thou smotest the river, and take in thy hand and go, and behold, I stand before thee there upon the rock and Orb. And thou shalt smite the rock, there shall come water out of it, and the people may drink. And Moses did in the sight of the elders of Israel. And they called the name of the place Masheth and Meribah, because the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is it the Lord among us or not? Now, I want to use the same example of the same man. They're still traveling along. We're in the book of Numbers now. They're still in the wilderness for 40 years. The same man that got mad earlier, broke the stones, and the children of Israel got whooped, is fixing to get whooped himself. You better be careful when you're angry. The children went to complaining again about not having water. And the Lord told him, take ye the rod and gather thou the assembly together, and thou and Aaron the brothers speak ye unto the rock before. Listen what it says. Speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth the water. And thou shalt bring forth them water out of the rock. So shalt ye give the congregation of the beasts to drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, and as he commanded him, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now ye rebels. It don't say he was angry this time. I want you to know it shows he was angry. It says, hear now ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of the rock? He was mad. They was complaining again. He'd been through this. They'd said, murmured, are we going to starve today if God rained down manna from heaven? Are we hungry? Are we thirsty? Are we going to thirst today? God gave them water from the rock. He was mad. But this time God had given him an order how to act. And Moses didn't take that order. We have got directions how we are to act. And it said Moses lifted up his hand and with a rod smote the rock twice, and the water came abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their bases also. Listen to me. Even when Moses messed up, God still took care of the people. Because this time they weren't being punished, but Moses is fixing to get his. That's how, why you better be careful when you get upset. When you get angry in the house of God, you better be, because the people's trying to leave the doctrine. If you stand up and you show ice, it better be because the Word of God says what y'all fixing to do is completely wrong. Amen. Other than that, getting mad at your brother without a cause is wrong. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because you believed me not and sanctified me, they stole his glory. Amen. In the eyes of the children of Israel. See, the children were supposed to see him speak to the rock. Jesus was to be spoke once. And after that, we was to speak to him. It robbed the whole picture of what was to come. And I want you to know God was upset about it. He said, in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring the congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel stole with the Lord, and it was sanctified in them. And Moses, listen to me, Moses and Aaron, neither one got to enter into the land of Canaan. I've heard people say, well, they didn't go to heaven. We know that ain't right. Moses come down from heaven on a man of transfiguration. So we know that ain't right. But I believe it is a picture of the bride. And I believe if Moses failed and messed up, people, we can too.
Amen. God bless.
So when you're angry, you better step back and make sure what you do, fix and do is right. What you're fixing to say is right.
Amen.
Because if you don't, there's a big price can be paid. I promise you, I don't bet you, if Moses could have went back, he would have changed all that. He might even have changed where he broke the tablets there on the mountain. I don't know. I can't prove that. But I can tell you one thing, I don't find where God punished him for it.
No.
But he had been told directly by what? What they had then, all they had, was the voice of God. Now we have the Word of God. And the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. But yet, he said, be ye angry, but you sin not. In other words, you can be angry, but don't you sin in it.
Amen.
So the preacher got through preaching the other day. I was sitting in my little recliner. I think it took him 5 minutes maybe to whoop me like a dog. Me sitting there, tears rolling down my cheek, saying, "Forgive me, Lord." Not for being angry, but how I'd handled my anger. I think Moses would have had a right to be angry there when they come to him and started in on him. We're going to thirst to death again, Moses. He'd been with them all this time and God had took care of him. Here they are again. We're going to thirst, Moses. We're thirsting to death here, Moses. What are you going to do if it's going to stone you, Moses? He goes to the Lord. I said, "Lord, what am I going to do? They're fixing to kill me." He said, "You go over there and you speak to that rock where the children are seen." Yep. He didn't say you go smite it again. He said, "You go speak to it." Amen. And then Moses comes back and he knows God's going to take care of it. And he was a little bigger then. "Hey, you bunch of rebels. Yeah. We got to fetch you some water again." Showing his little self, wasn't he? "I'm going to get you some water. I'm fit to go get you some." And he did. And so can you. You can do the right thing in the wrong way.
Yep, that's right.
And destroy everything. So you be angry, but you sin not. If you're going to show yourself a little bit, you better have God behind you on it. And you better do it for the honor and glory of God, not yours.
That's right.
So how can you do it? Be angry, be sin not. That's the only way I know. I still don't understand it completely. I don't, but I know one thing. Jesus was angry when he turned those tables over. And I know he didn't sin. God was angry when he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and he didn't sin. So you can do it. But you better have the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God backing you up.
Amen.
Then you can be strong. You better be humble. I don't know if this will help anybody. I don't know about y'all, but I've been angry. But I can't say that I didn't sin. I've talked to some on the phone and just fussed and murmured and complained and just forgot that God's still God. I don't grieve what's going on. I tell you right now, if you believe, agree with it or not, I don't agree with defunding our police forces. They're the men and women that are out trying to protect us. I believe there's some bad ones. I believe that in all my heart. I'll tell you this. And I don't mind telling you because I got angry about it. But it happens. When I was a boy, my sister was up pregnant with her oldest son. This has been years ago, 40 years ago. Her husband had been drinking and he pulled in down the Crossroad Community Center and he just fell out of his car drunk. Just fell out. The neighbors called the law and rightfully so. He didn't need to be out in that car. Law came and got him and they was putting him in the car and they was fixing to tow her car. And she started from the house there. We lived right beside the community center. She was big pregnant, this much pregnant. She started down there and she shouldn't have said nothing, but she started running her mouth. "Y'all ain't taking my car." And one of them deputies, one of our grabbed her by the hair of the head and just pulled her down and drug her by the hair. And took her over and put her in that car. I was probably 15-year-old. I took off running. And I got down there and I said, "You dragged me in that car. You pulled me in that car. There's bad cops. There's bad people. But all of them ain't bad. Every one of them don't deserve that title. Aaron is a good man, and I know it.
Amen.
I believe Ashley Mercer, whether you like him or not, if he's giving you 50 tickets, he's still a good man.
Amen.
I've known him for years. Yeah. I had cousins that were police and loved them. Still do. You don't throw everybody in that same category.
Amen.
There's bad colored people. There's bad white people. There's bad cops.
Amen.
We don't pick everybody out and get mad at them and just destroy them. That's wrong. You're not angry at your brother without a cause. So yeah, we're going to get mad. There's sometimes it's going to be just. And then sometimes we're going to sin. I can't tell you how to handle it. The Word of God can. If you get mad, you make sure God's with you. We're not, thou shalt not kill. But we can find through the Bible where God ordered them to go destroy them.
That's right. Amen.
You better make sure God's with you when he says, when America goes into battle, we better be fighting on the side of God. That's my message. I pray it helps somebody.